PA Democrat Governor Tom Wolf, "I will block any pro-life bill." By Dr. Susan Berry on December 13, 2019. Pennsylvania Democrat Governor Tom Wolf tweeted his intention to veto any pro-life legislation that is passed by the state's Republican legislature. "I will block any attempt to limit women's rights," Wolf tweeted Tuesday. "I'll do everything I can to protect Roe v. Wade. I'll veto any anti-choice bill that lands on my desk." On Wednesday, Wolf again took to Twitter to note the U.S. Supreme Court allowed to stand this week Kentucky's law that requires abortionists to perform an ultrasound and share its description with the mother of the unborn baby prior to an abortion. "This violation of personal privacy is offensive and unnecessary," Wolf wrote. "If any bill like this lands on my desk in Pennsylvania, it will be met with a swift veto." Wolf's disdain for pro-life legislation came as thousands of Pennsylvania citizens attended President Donald Trump's rally in Hershey this week. The York Daily Record reported, "The only thing that has been standing in the way of the Trump administration's pro-life push in Pennsylvania is Governor Tom Wolf. He recently vetoed one pro-life bill and vowed to reject all anti-abortion bills coming out of the Republican-controlled legislature." As recently as Tuesday, he tweeted out his stalwart determination to block such efforts. In November, Wolf vetoed legislation that would have prohibited abortions based on a prenatal diagnosis of Down syndrome. In December 2017, Wolf also vetoed a measure that would have banned dismemberment abortion, also known as dilation and evacuation abortion, D&D, which is generally performed during the second trimester of pregnancy. During this procedure, the unborn baby's limbs are torn off its body prior to removing him or her from the mother's uterus. Wolf said the ban was extreme and restrictive for women. State Representative Francis Ryan, R., introduced a bill, House Bill 1890, that would require burials and cremations for all unclaimed fetal remains, including fertilized eggs. Currently, state law requires burial or cremation for unborn babies after 16 weeks gestation. Ryan said his bill, which passed the House in October, is strictly voluntary, intended to provide options, and an attempt to treat unborn babies with respect and dignity, rather than as medical waste, reported the Daily Record. According to his proposal, a woman would still have the right to choose what to do with the fetal remains, such as a burial or donation to research. But if a mother makes no decision, a medical provider must arrange for burial or cremation. Ryan's legislation is working its way through the Pennsylvania Senate. If it passes the full chamber, Wolf has vowed to veto it. Planned Parenthood, the nation's largest abortion business, expressed its gratitude to have Wolf at the helm in Pennsylvania. The organization announced in June 2018 it would be spending $1.5 million to ensure he was re-elected last November.